God is good. Amen. God is great. Amen. God is awesome. Amen. When Brother Jack was praying, I said, man, he saw all my notes. Because that's what the subject of tonight's message is about. So God is awesome. So I love how the Lord works and lays similar things on each other's hearts. Especially if you ever come around the emblems on a Sunday morning, you've experienced that and seen that. It's just a beautiful thing how the Lord works. Isaiah 66:1. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me, and what is the place of my rest? Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are an awesome God, that you are so holy and perfect and mighty, Father. Thank you that you are the great I am, Father, that you care for us, that this holy and perfect being, Father, loves us so much that he sent his Son. We thank you for your word, Father, that we can turn back and see truth written from the very beginning of history, Father, from before history, where you were and existed. We know that you are truth, Father, and you are holy and you are mighty. We just want to worship you and praise you in our lives, and especially tonight, Father. Just ask for your hand of blessing on this meeting. If I say anything that is not of you, please just remove it from the hearts and minds of everybody, that your name will be glorified, Father, and that I will do your will. We just ask, always do everything in your will, in Jesus' name, amen. So, I started something at the beginning of this year. I'm not saying this to toot my own horn because I don't do it on the weekends, so it's not an everyday thing. But every day at work, one of the first things I try to do is I go through the alphabet and I try to come up with a different name of God from the Bible. Well, I quickly ran out of names from the Bible of God. So I then started doing attributes and characteristics. And so that led me to thinking, you know, man, God is awesome. Just thinking about all these wonderful things. So going back to that verse, Isaiah 66:1, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me, and what is the place of my rest? So God is basically telling Israel here, he's saying, heaven is my throne. I'm so big, like I can't even have a throne on earth. I'm so great. Heaven is literally my throne, and the earth is my footstool. You know that thing that you live your entire life on, that everyone you know exists on? That's where I lay my feet. That's how big God is. And he's saying, I made the earth. There's my footstool before my throne, which is heaven. I'm bigger than anything you're capable of thinking. I am God. God is awesome. Amen? You're going to be saying that a lot tonight. I hope you don't get sick of him. So where do we begin to discuss the awesomeness of God? I mean, if God is infinite, how do we even begin to approach it? Well, Scripture is always a pretty good place. Psalm 33, 6-9. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. He gathers the water of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Over to Psalm 19:1. The heavens are telling us of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the works of his hands. Scripture is telling us to look at nature. There's a wonderful video on YouTube done by Louis Giglio. I'm sure some of y'all have seen it before, called Indescribable. I encourage all of y'all to go watch that. It's Louis Giglio. You can go to YouTube.com, type in Louis Giglio, Indescribable. And he just takes you through space and just the beauty of God's creation and relates it back to the Word and then points it back towards Christ. It's just a wonderful, encouraging video. So we're going to be talking about nature, which involves science. And let me give you a brief background on science. I was a history major at NC State. I was told I took enough sciences that I could graduate. And then I got accepted to law school, and then I got accepted to law school at Elon. Then NC State came back and said, oh yeah, you need to do another science. I said, well, I'm already in law school. Why do I have to do another science? They said, because you just do. So, and they have that power because they hold the diploma. So I decided to take summer school chemistry. And I was already scheduled for a missions trip. And so summer school is an entire semester, so months worth of work condensed to 4 weeks. One of those weeks I was gone. So I needed a 60 to pass, and this is the grace of God right here. I got a 59.6, and they rounded up. So, so keep that in mind as I talk about science tonight. So this is not my work on science. This is an article I found on Answers in Genesis. Anybody ever heard of the moon? I'm good enough at science to know what the moon is. The moon is approximately 2,100 miles in diameter. its distance from the Earth is roughly 240,000 miles. That's about the size of the continental United States all around. According to Scripture, one of the reasons God created the heavens and celestial bodies was to be for signs, seasons, days, and years. So you know what that means? God made a clock out of heaven. Here's what men can do. God said, you know what? Just go look up in the sky, and that's my clock. And guess what? It's never wrong. Isn't God awesome? So the sun, we're moving from the moon to the sun. The sun is effectively a stable hydrogen bomb. It's placed at just the right distance away from Earth so that we can survive. If it was any farther away, we would freeze to death. If it was any closer, we'd all burn up. God does all things well. The sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, and it's roughly 400 times further away. So that means the sun has the same angular size as the moon. It appears the same size in the sky as the moon does. Have you guys ever noticed that before? How perfect is God's creation that he knew to make it 400 times bigger and 400 times farther away so that the ratios are perfect. God is amazing in all that he does. Space is so massive, God's creation in space is so massive, they had to create a new unit of measure to be able to measure space, and that's called a light year. And it's measured by the distance a beam of light travels in 1 year, which is 5.88 trillion miles. The width of the Milky Way, our galaxy, is 100,000 light years. So 100,000 times 5.88. My grandpa says his name is Sonny Apple's his name and numbers are his game. So grandpa, run the math for me. I want that done by the end of the message. So let's start with the nearest star system to the sun, Alpha Centauri. Alpha Centauri contains more than one star. It has two stars that are very similar to our sun. The distance, this is the closest system to our star system, the closest other star system, it's 25 trillion miles away. When we build something, our neighbors can probably hear us talking in our house, but when God does it, it's 25 trillion miles away. Our galaxy contains over 100 billion stars. I got some more math for you, Grandpa. NASA estimates that there are 100 billion galaxies. And if our galaxy contains 100 billion stars and there's 100 billion more galaxies, what's the math on that? Just blows my mind. It's unfathomable. We can't even comprehend it. I would put it in my phone, but my phone would probably start smoking. The Bible says that God calls every single one of those stars by name. 100 billion stars in our galaxy, 100 billion galaxies, and God knows everyone by name. My mom calls me the name of our dogs daily. She can't remember my name. And God knows every star by name. How awesome is God, amen? So let's talk about the energy used when God created all of this. The sun alone gives off more energy every second than 1 billion major cities would produce in 1 year. So the sun gives off more energy in 1 second than 1 billion major cities would produce in 1 year. Yet our entire galaxy is 20 billion times more luminous than the sun. So if the sun produces enough energy in 1 second that 1 billion cities could produce in 1 year, and our entire galaxy is 20 billion times more luminous than the sun, how much energy does that require? And yet God did all this by speaking. He spoke it into existence. How awesome is our God? Well, we could literally spend all day talking about the awesomeness of God and his creation, but I only have six more minutes. So, as I said at the beginning, I've been going through Scripture, trying to walk through the alphabet and coming up with different names, characteristics about God's nature. And I'm not going to go through all 20, or I've done more than 26, but I'm just going to share some of those with y'all. And what I do is I find a word, and then I go through Scripture and try to find places where I can find that in Scripture to have a scriptural foundation for that word describing God. So I'm going to share some of those with y'all, but I'm going to walk through them pretty fast. God is almighty. In Genesis 17:1, B, it says, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. God is kind. Psalm 145:7. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his deeds. God is mighty and smart. Psalm 147:5. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. God is all-powerful. He's omnipotent. Luke 1:37. For nothing will be impossible with God. God is upright and just. Deuteronomy 32:4. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. God is zealous. Isaiah 9:7. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. God is deep and immeasurable. Job 11:7. Can you discover the depths of God? Can you discover the limits of the Almighty? God is everlasting. Psalm 92. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Infinite. God is infinite. Revelations 1:8. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. God is omniscient. 1 John 3:20. For God is greater than our heart and knows all things. God is unchanging. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is victorious. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exalt you over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. God is wise. Job speaking of God. With him are wisdom and might. To him belong counsel and understanding. Refuge in God is our refuge and our defender. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. God is merciful. 2 Corinthians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. God is compassionate. Psalm 103:8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. God is gracious. Psalm 116:5. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. God is faithful. Lamentations 3:22 through 23. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is great. Psalm 145:3. Great is the Lord and most worthy of our praise. And I didn't even get into Job 40 or 41. So if you want more reading, go on to that. I'm just going to give you some definitions of those words. So we heard the verses, we heard the scriptural basis, we know what God is, his glory is from nature. We've heard about these words from Scripture. So what are the definitions of some of these? We talked about God being almighty. That means he's having complete power, very great, enormous, supreme, preeminent. That is our God. He is awesome. Amen? God is compassionate. What does it mean to be compassionate? A feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for one another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate that suffering. Our God is awesome. Amen. Our God is faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? It means to be constant, to be staunch, to be steadfast, resolute, firm in adherence to whatever one owes allegiance. Faithful, it implies unwavering adherence to a person or to a thing or to an oath or to a promise. And God is faithful to his word. God is of great ability, quality, eminence considerably above the normal things or average. God, there is none great but you. Finally, God is holy. What does it mean to be holy? He's exalted, worthy of complete devotion, as one perfect in goodness and righteousness. Our God is awesome. Amen. All right, we don't have much time left, but I really want to do this. I just want somebody to shout out somebody that's very smart in history, in the world, in human history in the world. And Albert Einstein, God's smarter. Somebody shout out somebody beautiful. Who's somebody beautiful? By Kim Shelley. Sorry, Mark, but God's more beautiful. You're still beautiful, Kim. Somebody famous. Who's famous? Donald Trump is very famous. And guess what? God existed before Donald Trump. God exists during Donald Trump and long after Donald Trump was president. Who is somebody kind? Your wife. And God is even far more kind than your wife. I was hoping y'all would say like Mother Teresa or something, but you guys are getting personal. I like it. So that's good. Yeah. And guys, if y'all were here this, and ladies, if y'all were here this Sunday morning, I kind of got into my message a little bit because God's awesomeness doesn't stop with just being awesome. It doesn't stop with just being compassionate and faithful. We know in Hebrews 1:1-2, I'm going to read that really quick. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance, and I'm getting into verse 3 as well. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purifications for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So the God who created the moon, the heaven, the galaxies, the stars, that can name the 100 billion stars and the 100 billion galaxies, the God that knows exactly how much space is in a light year, the God that knows each and every hair on each and every one of our heads, some have fewer hairs than others, God knows every single person to ever walk this earth, that will ever walk this earth, that God is the same God in all ways as Jesus Christ. Jesus is the exact nature and representation as the Father. So the God that could do all that hung on the cross for us. Our God is awesome, amen? He's faithful to death upon a cross. He's awesome in all things and all ways, and he was hung on a cross. Think about that. God created wood. God created trees. And he was nailed to a tree for us. How awesome is our God and his love. Let's just worship him and thank him in everything we do in our lives. I just want to close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just can't comprehend your love for us, Father. We can't comprehend how awesome you are, how mighty and endless, Father. How kind and how gracious, Father, how merciful and mighty. Father, you're full of truth and grace and justice, and yet you love sinners like me, Father. You sent your Son to die for this world, Father, that turned its back on you, that your very creation turned on your Son, Father, and hung him on a tree for us, Father. They pierced his side, and they pierced his hands, and they pushed a crown of thorns into his head. Into the one being who spoke everything into existence, Father, we did that too, and you still love us. God, we don't understand you. We could never, never understand you. But thank you for giving us your word that we can turn to begin to understand you, Father. Thank you for preserving your word for us, Father. Thank you for my salvation and for your love, Father. And thank you for being awesome and great. We love you, Father. We love you so much. Pray all this according to your will and in your Son's precious and holy and awesome name. Amen.